Olive, but to that, the Chenstek Gezuz to Rose. So the Mishnah said that one affects the lower one because it's drawing its water through the upper one, affects the upper one. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Lo Shana Ala B'Smucha. It's only true if they're near each other. So remember, they're different heights, but the gap between them horizontally is Smucha. If there's a distance between the two of them, the upper one is mutter. So Rashi says the distance is four tefachim. If the gap between the two is four tefachim horizontally, ignoring the vertical rise, but there's a distance of four, so then the lower one can't affect the upper one. Why is that? So, Morse for Rabba Temei, Rabba is going according to his reasoning, which he quoted earlier. If you have a tashmish, which you reach derech avir, going through through airspace, so the law is it's not considered significant enough that it could ask from somebody else. As opposed to we had before that Shmuel said it was a problem, but Rav said this it doesn't answer. So if there's a gap of four tefachim in distance, it's considered derech avir and it doesn't answer. Okay. Zak Rashi b'smucha. No, Lo Shanu. Yeah, Lo Shanu. Shemach. We didn't know that piece of Rashi from before, it looks like. Okay. Lashon, when the Rashi on the Gemara before, we did the Gemara though, right?
Yeah.
So on Rashi, on the fourth line from the top. Lashon is a Mechita Tuya Materis Begzuster on the Rabbanon Ella Lamalis. This Heter of Mechita Tuya allows you to draw water from the river or the lake or whatever it is which is beneath. Pouring out your discarded water through that hole down to the water is Osir. Osir Reneshe Hanohar Moilich Hashevkin Chutz Mechitzas Agzustero. Because the river will then take that water and beyond the Mechitzas. So you're pouring it into place, knowing that immediately it's good, what you place there is going to be moved beyond the Mechitzas of the Rishus HaYachid. Into the Carmelis. So the Moras Takasha, Ma Ben Zel Uka. How is it different than the case of the Uka? What's that? The Tamma Masnisin, we learned in the next Mishnah by the bottom of the Yomit. Chotusha Pichusa Mi Arba Amis. Chotus is less than four Amis. And Shevka Lasecha Mayim Bishabas. You can't pour water into the Chotzer. Ellen can also la uka, unless you made it a uka. What's a uka? Uka is a guma, machazeka sasayim, it's a depression in the ground which can hold two saws worth of water. Matanya law, and we learned regards to that Mishnah. Alvishin is mala ha uka, mi baidum, even though the uka is already full from Arab Shabbos, shevchum on mayim b'shabbos, not for water. In on Shabbos, even though the water will then go out from where it's poured out into Rishus HaRabim. So why is that? If that case is mutter, so which means we argue that where you put it there, you put it there, and the fact that afterwards the water spread, it's not your responsibility. So when you pour your water down through the hole into the river, and the fact that afterwards it spreads again, it should not be your it should not be your responsibility. And if anything, it's a kal v'chomer because that was a case from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and here it's from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis. So we're going to have some time in Maya. And Mayim Asuim Lechalois Ul Hibola Bekarka. The uka was made of a material which was absorbent. So the water could be absorbed down into the ground. When he's pouring it with the intention that it should absorb where it is. If it goes out afterwards, that wasn't what you intended. But he's coming mashavta. We don't say that there's been that your intention has been fulfilled. Vishori, and therefore it's permitted. Dafila ichaven, because even you had intended that it should go out to the Rishus Rabbi. Isumar Mashleka, it's not really also. You're pouring into Rishus Yochid. There's no way for the water to go anywhere but out. Okay, so that was the first version. So Rashi says it's not considered an Isser, because you're pouring in such a way which it could absorb down. And since that's what you're doing, so that afterwards, even if it does spread, it's not your responsibility. The Chassidish says that there is, and the case has to be, there are two ways where something, you know, goes out. There's only you pour the water here and it actually lands here. It sits here for a moment. Then it can either absorb in, but some of the nature of water, the water spreads. So that water, but then spreads, and it spreads out into the Shazarab. If you pour in such a way where it's going to, right by the edge, so that original pouring, there's a certain amount which automatically goes out. That's called you're being mighty mind through Shazarab. That's not what we're talking about. So when you're pouring it into the Chatzar, you're actually pouring it in the Chatzar, and it's landing in the Chatzar. It's locked there for a moment. And then either absorbs or it goes, whatever. That's not your responsibility, as Rashi said. Because even since that's not a malacha about the raisa, therefore, if you don't have kavod, it's mutter. You can't pour in such a way where in that first flow that he's pouring, it's automatically just gonna continue out. That's all part of your pouring. So that would be awesome.
I mean, in a lot of cases, I would imagine that, you know, a portion is going to be absorbed and a portion flows. So
his argument is, if I go to the middle of the chaser and I pour, so the water lands here, and then the nature of water spreads.
Right.
Water, so that's not your, that you're not responsible for. But there's something called spreading, something called pouring. As you pour, the water flows. That's part of the, that's, for his point, it has to be a hanlocha here.
So it's like a groma?
Then it becomes a groma. So groma is not, and Shabbos is not osir. Or it's not a deraisa, for sure. Like we had the Morbid in Daf Kuf Chof, the couple of Gram Kibbe, the Marks of Drusha, Lursa, a Sia Asurim, groma Muteris, right? It has to be, this is Dafka Sia.
Hello, good morning, Rabbi
Gwynyard.
Hello, good morning, Ross.
Good morning. I feel the Shpachta Mishori. So the Morbid brings the second version. He said even Shvicha is mutter. Why? The Iu, so why is that mutter? The Iu loin ichmes le the lifku the broi. He's very happy the water should pour down where it is and go straight down. Or stay there.
Stay there?
So the river takes it beyond. You're not being mishtamish. You have no interest in being mishtamish with the flow of the river to take it beyond. Over there, you wanted to go out. So you lach l'chatzer because the amount of society, Chazal said, will not absorb well in an area less than 4. So you want the water to go out, and you have this mud sitting there. If you dig this depression, so that which is made for that purpose, so you don't mind if it absorbs there.
Is it a
Shusha Yachim, because Shusha Yachim is falling for Tvachim.
Water should fit up.
What? He, I don't know if it's a silver shasiyah, but it's a, yeah. It's a,
why?
There's a picture of the ukul. She was tapping. I found it. The best matters to us. Why? Why the best matters? I don't know. But okay. Okay.
What's her shasiyah?
The chutzner. Bismucha. So the came in the more rabbis said this halacha, the two gezus rows, one affecting the other, is all this smucha. Shen rechoyke mitachtoina, b'meshach hakoysel arba tvachim. That this is measuring just horizontally between the two. It's not four tvachim away. Okay. Now Rashi brings a second shot. V'ni shemati she'en a gavoya mimena asora. It's discussing vertically a height of 10. There's a gap of the 10 tefachim between the Elyon is higher than the Tatzon. Rashi says, that's what I heard from my Rebbeim. Well, the Tzina Lashon Aflogu B'Hashas B'Goyvo Ela B'Meshach. In general, it's always the word Haflogu is distance. It means horizontal, not vertical. Rashi says Elo Metzino. You don't find anywhere else in Shas that type of usage. I couldn't say a line like that. Now, Mesitz and Machi Chotzer, we pass it that it uses the Lashon Aflogu, meaning at a distance across from each other. Voy the Rav, Mali, Gavoya, Aynamucha. Why should they make a difference, a height of more than 10 or not? Ha'iyu, the Omer, he's the one who said before, Lezel b'shilshul, Lezel b'srika, Shnei Masurim. For the Elyon, it's used through shilshul. For the Tatan, it's used through Zrika, and then shilshul. It's still Asurus. So less than 10, it's called Nicha Tashmishte, like Abayah said, it's Asurus. But Abayah said that the answer is Shmuel. But according to Rav, we said it was Osir anyway, because the Zeb Shilshul Zeb Zrika is Osir. Right, Mihomas Nisa Mesin and Tiyuf to the Shmuel Pirkan the Liel. The Rav Gufe Kidekaimen Begayasura that the Hadori Ukma. If Rav says the case of the Mishnah was the case that they're within 10 tefachim of each other, Hechi Musib Lo. What was the Morris Kasha? Rav also learns that's the case, that the gap is less than 10. Now, Abai answered Shmuel by saying the gap is less than 10, height wise. So, what was the Kasha? Rav also learned like that. Abai, the Tirtza, Kikar, the Kaman, Begoyasar, the Dodi, my Kidushche. And Abai said, oh, it's within 10, yeah, Ushkoyach. That's what Rav said. So, two generations before you already, we already said that that's true, according to Rav. So, what's the conversation? So Rashi says clearly it means in a distance horizontally. Yonah Mataris, Terminal the Intashmish the Tatrana by Yonah, El Delach Derech Aver. It's because they're distance from each other. The Tatrana can only be Mishnah of Yonah reaching across airspace. Zrikas Meshach Arba Tvachim, throwing it across four Tvachim in distance. Now, to me, Domer, Ein Adam Oyser, Achaber Derechaber. That doesn't answer, according to Rav. Okay. Something more. Omer Rabba. Amr Rebekhiya, it's about halfway down the page. Amr Rabba, Amr Rebekhiya. Rav Yosef. Rabba says the name Rebekhiya, and Rav Yosef, Amr, Rabbi Oshia. Rav Yosef says that Rabbi Oshia says, so both Rebekhiya and Rav Oshia, or possibly either Rebekhiya or Rav Oshia, Rabba close to one, Rav Yosef close to the other, they say, Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos, Rekhur B'Matzir L'Bailah. Okay, Yeshgezel b'Shabbos means, at least in the Hamid of the Gemara, that you're allowed to take from a another area on Shabbos. And matzah l'baylam would mean that you'd have to give it back, which you're not allowed to take. So the Gemara says that was hokum v'kasha. It doesn't make any sense. Marta yesh gezel b'Shabbos. There is gezel b'Shabbos, which means al makani means you're allowed to take advantage of being mishtamish with another property. Then you said chumah matzah l'baylam al makani. You have no right to do that. Okay, hachakamar. So verses know what it means is. So that yesh din gezel b'Shabbos, not that you're allowed to steal on Shabbos, but there's the halachas of gezel apply. Which means that keitzad, the churva machzir l'baylam. You want to be mishtamish with the churva, do you have limitations on your ability to be mishtamish with it because it belongs still to the baylam? Okay, the verse says, let's get Omer Rabba, Umasvinan Ashmaitan. So Rabba says, we asked on this statement that we said, our Mishnah, Chen Shtekin is to row, Zula Malamizu. So the Tatana asks us an Elyon. So if you tell me this, that Gesel's Motiba Shabbos means, what we're saying is, that which, we're not discussing only Mutarosis, but that which the Tatana is able to be Mishnah with Elyon, is significant. It gives the Tatana a halachic significance. So it asks us an Elyon. But if you are yesh din gezel b'Shabbos, it means you may not. And therefore, even if you might do it, we ignore it. So my assumption is, how does the Tatarna ask for the Yerna? What rights does the Tatarna have to use the opening and the mechitza of the Yerna? So more answers, Omer of Sheish says, Hachem ma'ezkinan kigern she'osu mechitza b'shutvis. That the Tachyona helped El Yonah build the Mechitza, thereby acquiring halachic rights and the stamshes of the opening of El Yonah. That's why the Tachyona asks on El Yonah. Otherwise, you're right, they would not be able to impact the schus of El Yonah to be mishtamish in their whole. Okay? Mercy Sihochi, Yosel Tachyona Nami. It's clear in the Mishnah that if the Mishnah is also lo yonah v'loy also lo tachtonah. What would be the case that they made for the tachtonah also? So lo yonah has its opening with its mechitza, which the two of them built b'shut. And then the tachtonah also built a separate one for themselves. But they still have rights on lo yonah. The Mishnah says in that case the tachtonah does not answer on lo yonah. Why not? They have a right to be mishtamish. Our answer is kimin to also lo tachtonah gili. By building their own, they're saying, you know what, from a Chosha Mishpat angle, we still have rights to use that upper hole, but on a practical level, we're not planning to, because we made for ourselves a much more convenient way of doing it. So that thereby, they've removed themselves from the intention to use the opening of the El Yonah, and they don't answer. Zek Rashi, yes, Gezel b'Shabbos, the Mechur b'Matzah l'Baylam. So that's Rashi in the narrow lines. Hashas Hakodaita, the Hachi Kamar. What the Ligzel b'Shabbos? Rishus, you're allowed to reach across and use a different Rishus. But the Shtamish Bo, Rechivas Hashachavera Smucholoi. Kehecha the Rogel Bo Bechel. The same way you use it during the weekdays, you can use it on Shabbos without concerns of ownership creating Eruvei Chatzeris issues. So we're not discussing a Chosha Mishpat issue, you're using it on the weekdays also, but rather we're discussing Benasiz Rishusai. So the same way a gazlan is kind of like zela, you're kind of the yishtamshus over here and consider it as if it's yours. So you ask her, you would ask her on him. Means no, the din Shabbos takes it back to its true owner, and you do not get rights over it that you should aser him. You have to virtually give back that reshus that you got, that ownership that you got. And you don't have it anymore. Also, so we said that the ishtamshus, it's not considered an ishtamshus which would be significant, because mitzad din Shabbos, it's not going to be available for you. So it says yesh din gezel, it's a stira. Means yesh din gezel. Din Shabbos gezela noig b'rishus shel Shabbos. Giving back gezela applies to the, when it comes to Shabbos. The chumra machzer ha gezela lebailim v'os ishtamshus. So even the case of the Churva, when it comes Shabbos, you say you have no right to be mishtamish here and affect the ownership of the other person. Where it says, if so, why does the Tatana ask on the Yonah? My service or Rishus of the Yonah, it's the Yonah's Rishus. There's Tatana Zush, like it didn't mishtamish as Bechel. They're using it, but they don't have real halachic rights over here. If you have a Kim of the Regila Ba, Asrela. But once that's true, it asks Al Yarna. We're answering also Isaac Mechitas Al Yarna Bashutu. They built it together. Yachikiyosu Bnei Tatarna. The Tatarna, they made another Mechita for the lower platform. Imyeshlehem Shutas Al Yarna, Nami Asrela. But if they have Shutas Al Yarna, they sit to Lasser. Gulagali Dait, the Tatarna Al Yarna, the Sulka Nafsha Bishabis Minoa. They on Shabbos do not intend to use the El Yerno. The mechitza do ena nasis ela leheter Shabbos. The building of this mechitza is for Hilchos Shabbos. So you've declared that on Shabbos you plan to use your mechitza. So here's the mission of Uka. Chatzashi pechusim erba amis. It's less than 4 amis by 4 amis. In Shaifrim Besachamayim Beshabbos, Alam Ken Osula Uka Machazekas Sosayim, Mineke Vilamata. You cannot pour water into the Chatzar, relying that it'll absorb there, because it won't absorb it, that Sosayim will not absorb it for, in Daladamas, less than Daladamas. So it is an Uka. As I said before, that the point is that over there you want the water to run off. You don't want the water sitting in your Chatzar, submerging the Chatzar. So you want it to run off. But the Uka, you don't care what happens to it. So you have to make this Uka, this depression, and then it's mutter to pour into it. Then the Mishnah says, Beimi b'chutz, beimi b'fnim. Whether you build the Uka b'fnim, inside of the chatzar, or you build the uka immediately adjacent to the chatzar, outside of the chatzar. Okay, so ella shum b'chutz tzarich likmur miyafnim ein tzarich likmur. If it's mibachutz, it has to be covered over. You have to board it up on top. On the outside of the Rishus Rabin, where it's sitting, so it's immediately adjacent to the Rishus, and therefore the water will flow from the Chatzar into that Uka, and that Uka, because it's covered, is perceived as being distinct from the Rishus Rabin. And in itself is not so. There's going to be Hitzua from the Chatzar, which is Rishus Yachid. The water will then flow into the Uka, which is covered over in the Shazaram. It's not part of the Shazaram, it's a Makam Tur. So that's okay. The water will flow from the Chatzar into the Uka, which is a Makam Tur. Okay. We Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Shukamer Arba Amis Bishus Rabim Shefron the Sechai Mayim B'Shabbos. Beav was the ditch that they would use. They would dig to direct the discard water, etc., out of the sewage ditch. So if it's covered, over. Dalet Amis. So when it leaves the chotzer, the first four amos are covered.
Like the canal, I think.
It'll be like a small little ditch, you know, canal. But it's covered over. So shevkan the soaker in mayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to directly pour water into the beef. Still, we're discussing pouring it on the chotzer, and then it spreads around, throughout the chotzer, and then it goes into the ukkah, and then it goes out to Rishul Zerab. Here you're talking about pouring it into the beef to go out to Rishul Zerab. He says, no problem. Why? Because it was covered for four amos. That's not part of Shazar Abim. You're pouring into this mukum, which is four amos long, called the beef. What happens afterwards? That's not your business. Okay. The Chavar Arim, they go to the other extreme. So there's this sewage canal or sewage ditch which runs the whole length of the chotzer, very large chotzer. But it's made that this ditch is made in such a way that whatever's poured in there will continue to flow all the way out of the chotzer into the Rishon Sarab. So even if Phil Gago chotzer mea amo lo yishmach al pi abiv, you can't pour directly into the beef. Because that's called your pouring, then it should go out. You're pouring it to take do it so on. Rishon Zerab. You're allowed to pour onto the roof. Then the water goes into the biv, and that's fine. Or the chotzer. But you can't pour directly into the biv. And the Rebbe Zvi Yaakov saying you can pour directly into the biv, which is going to flow out as long as it's covered dalet amos. Okay. Now going back to the first din of the Mishnah, so the chotzer has to be four amos. A chotzer v'achsadra mitzdar from the arba amos. So the covered area of the chotzer and the regular open area of the chotzer, when it comes to some halachas, the covered area is considered like a mishul siyach, whatever it is. But for this purpose, you don't live in there. Your mishtam is underneath it. So the water, you don't mind if the water spreads as much as it spreads anywhere else in the chotzer. So regards to the calculation of the dalet amos, with dalet amos, the chsadra counts towards the dalet amos. Rashi calls them aliyos. Okay. Right, so you have there's a gap in between. There's the two diyutos. And there's a chotzer which is less than four, which the two of them open into that chotzer where they pour out their water. Miksasin also uka, miksasin lo yasa uka. Esha also uka mutar, esha lo yasa uka asur. So you have this, the house has come out over here to level, and then there's a going down, there's a chutzer in front. They made an uka, they didn't make an uka, so they can pour and they can't pour. Okay, we'll see what the chiddush that is. See Rashi. Esha v'lo sech v'mayim v'farsh lo b'gemor. Uka is a guma, it's a depression. Sasayim, the Gemara refers time of the shiur. Why sasayim? The average ishtamsha is the same way you get your water bill nowadays. The average consumption of a person per your household is X amount of gallons of water per day. So they measured the average usage that you would have of ishtamshas would be a sasayim.
wonder how that compares with our figures.
What?
I wonder how that compares with our figures.
It's pretty big, just a sign. Remember, there's 40 saw in the mikvah. This is the 20th of a shir mikvah. It's a few gallons. They were clean people. And they washed a lot. Mineka b'lamata. Shemaksa sasayim echalal shalom. That the place where the water flows into the uka and belief, which means the actual depression part, can hold society. I'm not sure what's the opposite, what's the other possibility, the picture of what you're it's excluding.
Now you need another one. So you gotta make one beyond that?
No, see, it wasn't, it was dirt in the bottom. It was absorbed into the ground.
It stops absorbing solid, right?
No, this is for water. This is for discharge water.
Oh, okay.
This is not, when I say sewage, I mean the water they washed into. It's not talking about
solid waste.
Yeah, no. That they would put it, they would go to the Ashba for that. Okay. Whether it was immediately adjacent to the chotzer, it's sitting on shesarabim, or in the chotzer itself. Therefore, it's considered a machim patur, because it's not part of shesarabim. So the water goes from where you are into a makom patur. Person asked, he told me, he says, he always wondered when he was a kid, like every time he flushes the toilet, why is he doing an Isra job? Is he doing Hitzah? He's taking from a Shusha Siyachid into the sewage system. I don't know. Partially the answer is it's a makom patur. The sewage system is. So you get to the larger.
You have it covered.
It's not a shear. Until it gets out into the main sewage system, until you get to there, you know, the issue which they had was the person dealt with was this concept of uka, etc. Doesn't apply to our concrete because our concrete doesn't absorb.
But if you had, let's say, a river nearby, you know, let's say a small channel to it. So there, that goes back to what we were saying.
Well, that's just in a walk-up. It's long as it's dirt, but the question of the Chazon Ish, the person was let you take that bed and pour concrete on the bottom that shouldn't absorb. So then by definition, you're pouring the almanas that should go out into the carmelis of the river. So that was a problem. But that system itself is a makom patur. It was this channel which was built to direct the not the shab. It was made to direct the water out of the chotzer. He says the amount of sasayim mayim can be absorbed in dalet amos. So as far as you're concerned, you're pouring it in. It can just land there in the bib and absorb down. So that which goes beyond, that's not your responsibility. See, old shayfin on the sechah, you're allowed to pour it in there. The time in maya, the water can end, can be absorbed there. Even if it doesn't absorb, because the yeshba. There's water there from before already. Keeping the Rabbi Meister Shutter, assumably Bala, since most of the time it does absorb there. Achanami Kinafki Lebroy, we hear where it doesn't absorb and it goes beyond. Labla Hoki Yicham, that wasn't your intent or your interest. So therefore, it's not what your intent is, it's mutter. They feel it's kav and lav yisur, the rice, the ika, hacha. The lav rishis rabbi mazarkul hu iu gufei, he's not throwing into rishis rabbi. He's throwing it into the biv, which it wasn't that there was a flow of water constantly pulling it out. He's throwing it in. The nature is the gravity eventually would pull it further, etc. They go out, they move out on their own. That wasn't your intent, it's mutter. If you can't pour directly into the biv, you can't pour into the ditch. There's 100 amas here till leaves the chotzer. Obviously, it can definitely absorb in the charitz before it gets to the end of the chotzer. Given the gufekas shafir, but since the mash you're pouring, it could. But the nature is, it's not necessarily going to do that. You're pouring in there. The water flows directly because of you. Ubekarach mishazarab. But Raya Omer Shashaivkon Samach Litziyasi. The person who's standing in Shazarab sees the water coming out, says, the guy poured it right by the exit. He doesn't know the guy poured it 50 amas back. He sees the water flowing out. He says, wow, the guy, that's what he'll say. And over there, there wasn't room for it to absorb. That's to be also. And he wants it to go out. The people will say this person's sinar, his pipe, is pouring water on Shabbos. So that's the case that we're worried about. Due to his aliyos, that's what they pour out. They would go to the end of their aliyah and pour the water down to the chotzer. So the one who made the ukir, the one who didn't make the ukir also.